I felt to share with you on a certain topic today, and it's called change. And, you know, as I talk with friends and acquaintances and even observe residents here, I notice one thing that people are innately resistant to. As I talk with friends, I talk with people, I observe the residents here at this shelter, other shelters, I notice that there's one thing that people are innately resistant to. And I'm preaching to myself today because I'm resistant to this thing as well. And that thing is change. And today's subtitle is, It is the Only Constant. It seems that generally speaking, people are change resistant. Now, there's people out there that are not. They're adventurous. They love constant change. But generally speaking, most people are change resistant. And I heard it said that the only constant in life is change. Anybody ever hear that? The only constant in life is change. And Herodotus said, there is nothing permanent except change. The only constant in life is change. And friend, I'm here to tell you today that if you cannot handle change, you won't be able to handle life. But if you can handle change well, then you can handle life successfully. Should I say it again? If you can't handle change in your life, because change happens in every part of your existence, if you can't handle change in your life, you won't be able to handle life. But if you can handle change well, you'll be able to handle your life successfully with God's grace. Amen? Like I said, I'm preaching to myself. I'm very change resistant. I like things as they are. I don't like change. It makes me uneasy. You know, I've often been in a comfort zone, and I've seen at times that God has had to push me out of that comfort zone. And a lot of change happened in my life late last year, 2011, early 2012. I got married for the first time after 37 years in 2011, December 8th of 2011. That's a big change of life, and it's a good thing. It's good to have that companionship, and ended up moving into another place. I lived in the same place for like the last 10 years plus, and now I moved in, you know, my wife and I are living at a different location, so change has been happening constantly in my life. But change is good because it prods us forward. It helps us improve in our lives. Does that make sense? So I want to read you some quotes today from the speaker's quote book on change, and this is what it says. You might want to listen to these. A politician says this, I'm 100% for progress. It's all this change I'm against. Reinhold Niebuhr said this, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Is that good? Things are constantly changing. Friend, I'm here to tell you today that God is wanting you to go up higher the mountain in your life. He's wanting you to get a better job. He's wanting to give you a job if you don't have a job. You know, He's wanting to give you victory over addiction. He's wanting you to leave the cave of depression. God is wanting you to start a relationship with that someone. He wants you to get better housing. Maybe He wants to give you a better mode of transportation, or maybe to even move to another church. Maybe you're at one church and God is wanting you to change and move to another church. And yet it seems in your life that you've been stuck in the same place for so long. You're like stuck. You're like, oh my goodness, I'm here day after day, week after week, month after month, still struggling with the same addictions, you know, trying to find a spouse and can't find her, still always depressed and, you know, wanting to find a better place to live, but I can't find, you know, wanting a better mode of transportation, but still seem to have to always walk from place to place. I don't even have a bicycle or a moped or a, let alone a car, so forth and so on. But God is wanting you to go higher in your life. But for you to go higher in your life, for you to go to the better thing that God has for you, you've got to be able to embrace change. If you can't embrace change, you're going to stay stuck in the same place. And 20 years, 30 years from now, you're going to be thinking, my goodness, I'm still in the same place I was 20 years ago. Say it with me. I've got to be able to embrace change in Jesus' name and with God's grace. All right, how to more effectively embrace. We're going to talk for the next few minutes on how to more effectively embrace change in your life. You know, one of the main things that causes people not to change is what? Fear. Who said that? This brother said it right here. Fear causes people not to want to change. Fear of the unknown. Fear of change causes people not to want to change. Fear of the unknown. Anybody ever been there? Fearing the unknown. If you fear the unknown, you're going to be change resistant. Man, if I start a relationship with this lady and, you know, and it ends up as a marriage, man, I wonder if she'll treat me well in the marriage. I'm afraid that maybe she won't treat me that well. So you know what? I won't even start a relationship, let alone get married. You know, and man, if I start this job in such and such a location, will I have the physical strength to even carry on 8 hours a day, 5 days a week? I probably won't even have the physical strength. And, you know, I may not even attempt to look for a job. You know, fear of change. And there's so many fears of the unknown that people deal with. You know, if I move to another church, there's going to be so many new people I've got to build relationships with. They may not accept me. They may reject me if I go to another church, to another ministry. And because people fear the unknown, they stay stuck in the same place. When God is saying, I want to move you forward in your life. So if you're fearful of the unknown, you've got to replace that fear with what? Faith. Faith in God. If you want to be able to embrace change, the change that God has got for you, you've got to have faith in the Almighty God. Is that making sense today? Say it with me. Faith in God replacing fear of the unknown. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there's this illustration called the rope. Cut the rope. Cut the rope. This story might strengthen our faith. May God. They tell the story of a mountain climber desperate to conquer the Aconcagua, initiated his climb after years of preparation. But he wanted to glorify himself, therefore he went up alone. He started climbing, and it was becoming later and later. He didn't prepare for camping, but decided to keep on going. Soon it got dark. Night fell with heaviness at such high altitude, and there was zero visibility. Everything was black, no moon, and the stars were covered by clouds. As he was climbing a ridge at about 100 meters from the top, he slipped and fell. Falling rapidly, he could only see blotches of darkness that passed in the same darkness, and a terrible sensation of being sucked by gravity. He kept falling, and in those anguishing moments, good and bad memories passed through his mind. He thought he would die. Nevertheless, he felt a jolt that almost tore him in half. Like any good mountain climber, he had staked himself with a long rope tied to his waist. In those moments of stillness suspended in the air, he had no other choice but to shout, "Help me, God! Help me!" All of a sudden, he heard a deep voice from heaven, "What do you want me to do?" "Save me! Do you really think I can save you?" "Of course, my God!" "Then cut the rope that is holding you up." There was another moment of silence and stillness. The man held tighter to the rope. The rescue team says the next day they found a frozen mountain climber hanging strongly to a rope 2 feet off the ground. That amazing? What about you? How trusting are you in that rope? Why don't you let it go? I tell you, God has great and marvelous things for you. Friend, you have got to cut the rope of change resistance in your life. Because on the other side of your faith in God, there will be change, positive change, miraculous change. Are you holding on to the rope of change resistance in your life? You've got to cut it. Because on the other side of your faith in God, there is going to be miraculous change. There is a breakthrough for you, but you've got to stop fearing the unknown and replace that with faith in a big God. Amen? Is that making sense today? All right, Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. You've heard this before, but we'll look at it from a different angle today. The two blind men, Matthew 9, verses 27 through 30. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and he asked them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, will it be done to you." And their sight was restored. We have Jesus, the miracle working God, right? God the Son was in the presence of these two blind men. And what did these two blind men want? They wanted healing. They wanted change in their life. They were willing to embrace change because they had faith in a big God. You know, if they were like some of the people today who were change resistance, they might have thought, you know what, we've been blind for so many years, we're comfortable in our darkness, we're going to remain just like we are. You know, what if we get healed and our eyes are opened up and we see sights that we've never seen before? Man, that's going to cause us some fear. Fear of the unknown. They could have thought that way, but they did not think that way. They were not change resistant. They didn't fear the unknown. Why? Because they had faith in God. They knew that God would carry them through. They wanted change in their life, and they knew that the only one who could change their lives for the better was who? Was God, was Jesus, who was there in their midst. They had faith in God, and because they had that faith in God, they did not fear the unknown. They only knew it was going to get better on the other side of their faith. So Jesus asked them, do you believe I'm able to do this for you? Do you believe I'm able to restore your sight? And they gave a confident yes of faith. Yes, Lord, they replied, and their sight was restored. Amen. And how happy they must have been on the other side of their faith in God. Now seeing new sights, being able to do things they had never done before, maybe thinking to themselves, man, I'm glad I took this step of change by faith in God. They could have been comfortable in their blindness, right? In their darkness. You know, they could have thought, you know what, we've been here so many years, let's just keep on with our darkness, with our blindness. But no, they wanted positive change. And with their faith in God, they were able to receive the miraculous. Amen? Amen? So I'm here to ask you today, friend, what is holding you back from changing for the better? Is it fear of the unknown? Not knowing what's on the other side? Don't let that paralyze you. The devil would try to paralyze you and hold you imprisoned to the same way of life year after year after year by fear. Fear is a paralyzing force. I saw it recently. Nothing spreads like fear. It's a paralyzing force. That tormenting fear, that fear of the unknown that keeps you stuck and paralyzed in the same place is not of God. Tormenting fear, fear of the unknown is of the devil. There is only one thing, good thing, that is from God. One spiritual force that is from God. And that is faith. Faith expects the best end result, the best end possible result. Knowing that you know that you know, this is what faith is. Knowing that you know deep down on the inside that God is going to change your life for the better, that on the other side of your faith in God, there's going to be miraculous improvement, miraculous change, a breakthrough for your life. Is that making sense? I talk to so many people who are just stuck in their lives, single, lonely, in the same church when God is telling them to move on, you know, in the same job or without a job, or still struggling with the same addiction because they're just so afraid of going to a new place. Say it with me today, God is wanting me to go to a new place, but by faith in God, I've got to be able to embrace positive change. In Jesus' name, amen. What's another thing that causes people to stay stuck in the same place, to be change resistance? What's another thing that causes people to stay stuck in the same place? Anybody have any ideas? One of them is fear of the unknown. Is there another one that you can think of that causes people to stay stuck in the same place week after week, month after month, year after year? Good. That's good. Rebelliousness. Rebelliousness. Just wanting to do your very own thing. And I was talking to somebody just recently. He told me, you know what, Jonathan? He said it to me before. I mentioned it to him again the other night. And I said, you know what, bro? I said, you're a nonconformist. What's a nonconformist? It's a person who just doesn't want to conform, just doesn't want to compromise, just doesn't want to bend, just doesn't want to flex. They want to do their own thing. That's a rebellious natured spirit. You might be wanting to do your own thing today, but God is saying, I want you to do something different with your life. Just listen to my voice and do what I'm telling you to do. But if you're so set on your own ways, on doing your own thing, and you have that rebellious spirit on the inside, you're going to stay stuck year after year, decade after decade, in the same place. And God is saying, if you only knew the miracle I have for you on the other side of your obedience, you would obey immediately. And friend, I'm here to tell you today, if you only knew the awesome thing that God has on the other side of your obedience, you would obey without a doubt, instantly, immediately. And it's that rebellious natured spirit that keeps people stuck. They're comfortable in it, in their rebelliousness, in their pride. But what does the Word of God say in James 4, 6? It says that God resists. Who does God resist? God resists the proud, but He gives grace to whom?
Humble.
To the humble, those who are willing to do His will with their lives. Is that making sense today?
Yeah.
You agree with that today?
Yeah.
So replacing that rebelliousness with obedience to God will make you able to embrace change. Is that making sense? Jonah in the Old Testament. How many here know about Jonah? I'm telling you, Jonah was rebellious by nature. If there's anyone in the Old Testament, any prophet, who was really disobedient and rebellious to God, it was Jonah. He was comfortable in his rebelliousness. He was set on doing his very own thing. And you know, when you're set on doing your very own thing, if you're so comfortable in your rebelliousness, not being obedient to the voice of God, guess what? There's going to be some negative consequences to suffer. God spoke to Jonah in Jonah 1, 1 through 2. He said, Jonah, go and preach the gospel of repentance to Nineveh. So Jonah goes the opposite direction towards Tarshish. He was set on doing his own thing and disobeying the voice of God. And so he ran away from the Lord. He boarded a ship, and a storm arose. The sailors were trying to figure out why this storm arose, and they cast lots. It fell on Jonah. Basically, they talked. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, and Jonah said, just throw me into the sea. Threw them into the sea, and there was a whale awaiting Jonah, and it swallowed Jonah. Jonah 1:17. He was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. Jonah suffered some negative consequences as a result of his disobedience. He was not an obedient man. And I'm here to ask you today, is that the spirit you have? Or do you have that spirit of humility, ready to do what God is asking you to do at the drop of a hat? See, Jonah ended up in the belly of the whale, and you might be in the belly of some whale today, maybe still struggling with that addiction, maybe still alone in your life, not having that companionship, maybe still not having a job, maybe still using that same old 20-year-old bicycle. Whatever it might be, you might have been in this shelter for years and years and years, in the same place you were years ago. Could it be that you're in the same belly of the whale because God spoke to you about doing something and you didn't do it? You were comfortable in your rebellion, doing what you wanted to do? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you today, if you want to see the miraculous change on the other side, you've got to be what to God's voice? You've got to be obedient to what God is telling you to do. And you might be thinking, man, it's Jonathan, it's so hard for me to break out of my ways, man. I'm so set in my ways. As the years go by, I get older and older, and it feels like I get more and more set in my ways. And I know where you guys are at. I feel that as I get older and older, I get more set and set in my ways. And it's just part of human nature. We tend to get set in our ways. But God has got something so great for you, friend. I want to read this to you. It's about an aviation cadet in the speaker's quote book. And this is what it says. An aviation cadet on a practice flight was suddenly stricken with blindness. Frantically, he contacted the control tower and told of his desperate plight. His commanding officer radioed back, "Don't be afraid, just do what I tell you." After being advised to keep circling the field until all was clear for a landing, the sightless pilot was instructed to begin losing altitude. As the aircraft approached the runway, the officer's voice called out encouragingly, "You're coming in right on target." The cadet, giving unquestioning obedience to his commander, brought the plane down safely. Who's our commander? Who's our commander? God the Father, Jesus Christ, God the Son. Are we able to give Him, are we willing to give Him unquestioning obedience like this aviation cadet to what He's telling you to do? If you're willing to give Him unquestioning obedience to what He's told you to do in His Word, to what He's told you to do personally, I'm telling you, friend, there is positive change around the corner in your life. You're just fearing the unknown. Maybe you're just stuck in your ways. It's comfortable where it's at, but God is saying, you know what? I've got something so much better for you. I've got a spouse for you. I've got a better mode of transportation. If you just took those addiction recovery classes I'm telling you to take, you're going to overcome and have victory over that addiction. But do what I'm telling you to do, says God. Is that making sense?
Yes, it does.
Reach out beyond yourself and help the person who's in greater need than yourself. If you obey what I'm telling you to do, says God, there's a great reward on the other side of your obedience. Is that making sense today? Some people are stuck today. Maybe you're stuck today because you haven't obeyed God. Well, you know what? We serve the God of another chance. Did you know in Jonah's life, he was stuck in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, but the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time in Jonah chapter 3. And this time, Jonah put aside his self-will and he decided to do what God was asking him to do, to bring the message of repentance to Nineveh. And in Jonah chapter 3, Jonah finally did what God was telling him to do. He preached 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed, and the entire nation repented before God. You see, God gave Jonah another chance. We serve the God of another chance. You might be stuck right now because you fear the unknown, maybe because you're just comfortable in setting your ways. And maybe you're thinking, man, you know, I'm not comfortable in my ways. I really want to go another area in my life, but I feel stuck. Well, just start doing what God is telling you to do. Plain and simple. He's the God of another chance. He's a God who doesn't give up on you. He's the God who is merciful, right? And the God who's got something great for you on the other side of that obedience. Maybe you want change in your life. How many people here want change in their life? How many people here today want change in their life? If that's you, raise your hands. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. All right. Everybody wants change. All right. Start having faith in God. And faith in God is not always easy, but if God did a miracle for you in the past, then you know that He did a miracle for you in the past. Well, the God who did that miracle for you in the past is the same God who can do the same miracle or a similar miracle for you today. All right? He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Faith in a big God. Obedience to the voice of God. Amen? Amen.